It's late January and you're almost 1 month into those 2013 fitness resolutions. How's that going?
Not well for me, and I'm sure many of you as well. Lucky for you, though, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is back to give you some help in today's Best Body Report. And he thinks one way to stay on track is journaling. Hack, good to have you here again.
Great to be here.
So give us an idea. How important is a workout journal in keeping our fitness goals?
Well, you know, if you want to stay on track, you have to keep track. Remember, what gets measured gets managed. People who record their exercises and stay on track are more likely to keep exercising, which is a huge motivation factor in adherence. And also, you know, it's great because we're measuring something. The act of measuring is more important than what we measure. Aristotle once said, "We are what we do repeatedly." So it's critical that we measure something.
So at heart, we're all first graders, right? We don't want to like document what we're doing. What sort of things should a person put in their journal?
Well, the best motivator of all time is that before picture. Remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words, or in some cases, 1,000 curses, no matter how, you know, depending on how bad that picture looks. But, you know, we should measure or put down our goals, the time and date that we're working out. We want to do sets, reps, our daily weight, our target heart rate, for instance. We want to have those constant reminders of what keeps us motivated and keeps us going. Also, keep track of our sleep, our water, and, you know, something that we forget about, our activities, or even if we took a class, something as simple as taking exercise classes.
Interesting. What about the best methods for recording your data? Do you suggest just doing it on good old pen and paper, apps? What do you see here?
Well, you know, according to an article in today's USA Today, it says that despite the advances in all the technology, 49% of people still try to keep track in their head. 34% on paper, and only 21% make use of today's technology. I prefer writing things down because that way I have the mental and the physical, the dexterity, and it also, I like to turn pages and, you know, scribble into funny things like that. Yeah, real old school.
Yeah.
Quickly before we go, any other tips for keeping folks on the straight and narrow?
Well, you know, this is your opportunity to be your own author. You know, to write your own fitness story. And many of the best, you know, weight loss books in history have been because someone has struggled with their weight and with fitness, and they wrote it down and they wrote a book about it. And this is, you know, an opportunity to be the inspiration to a lot of people.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Fairfax Hackley, personal trainer with your Best Body Report.